96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segments courtesy of the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 17th of November, on our way to a 57-degree day today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Deb Crowell with the Emporia Child Care. Deb has been heading that organization for many, many years, and we have an impending retirement coming up. So we appreciate Deb taking some time to join us early on a Friday. Deb, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
We are doing.
Are you guys tired after your long night last night?
No, still ready to go, Deb. Still fired up and ready.
I can tell.
Awesome. Well, Deb, I guess that, you know, the time is coming, and the way it sounds is it's coming soon. So what made this the time, and really what's going through your mind with retirement looming?
Well, things just fell into place with CEC closing. Jeanette Baker, who was the director there, is replacing me, which that's going to be a good thing because of her experience. And it was just the perfect time. Everything fell in order.
So when does retirement officially take place, Deb?
December 1st is my last day.
Yeah, it is just about here, isn't it, Fenn?
Yes, it is. So, and so, Chuck, will you make sure that we don't have any snow days before that? That's one thing I'm looking forward to, not having to come to work in the snow.
You know, I'll tell you this. The Weather Service yesterday, I was talking with them about a story, and they were saying that maybe second half of Thanksgiving weekend may wind up seeing some sort of weather coming in. So that's our first indication. That's as best as I can tell you right now. My forecast doesn't go out any further than that. So,
well, work your magic.
I will do my level-headed best.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Deb, what is it, you know, your service here through Emporia Child Care, what has it meant for you to have this particular role in helping families and helping the community?
I'll tell you what, it has been wonderful. And, I mean, not many people can go to work and walk into a room and everyone's happy to see you. That's the way it is with the children every morning. And that, I mean, why wouldn't you want to go to work and have everyone hug you and happy and, well, I mean, almost every day. But it's been wonderful. The families have been wonderful, and I've always had great staff that make me look good. That's the reason why we have the program we have, because we've had good staff that make us look good.
So how many children are you servicing right now, Deb?
50-some currently. Okay. We are in need of staff. I mean, that's one thing that I stressed to the governor the other day, my last hurrah.
Yeah.
And we are needing, I have empty classrooms. They're ready to go. I just need to have a teacher to walk in and take over.
So staffing is difficult, huh?
Still, yes, it is. And I think everyone's aware of that. It has been for quite some time. Ever since COVID hit, it's been rough.
So, Deb, how long have you been at this? How long have you been specifically with Emporia Child Care?
46 years.
46?
Yes, 46 years. Yes, long time. It's been my whole career. I started a week after I graduated from college. So I have been here forever. Through many different buildings, you know, the center has moved several times. We've had Center 2 had three different locations before we combined to here. And Center 1 was in the Presbyterian Church for over 50 years. And then we had the Infant Toddler Center in the Health Department. And now we're all under one roof, which was always one of my dreams, is to get everybody under one roof. And here we are.
Indeed. How did you wind up getting started at Emporia Child Care? That's the next question.
Well, actually, I thought I was married, and we thought we were going to leave town because my husband was finishing up his master's, and we just assumed that we would move somewhere else. And things just fell into place that we stayed here and ended up raising our family here.
46 years. You obviously have seen a lot of changes. So you probably talk to a lot of kids here in this community that aren't kids anymore, but to actually have kids of their own, huh?
Yes, yeah. And I've had their children, too. So I've had a couple of generations.
I was going to say, I didn't want to go that next step, but there we are.
There it is.
You've got the grandkids there, 46 years. What a tenure you have had at Emporia Child Care. And, boy, a lot of kids. And obviously, you know, the child care situation here, too, Deb, is something that has been a struggle. And what kind of a waiting list do you have? Obviously, you can only serve so many kids due to staffing and other things.
Yes.
How big of a problem is this?
We have a huge waiting list. And personally, I don't think here in Emporia it's so much slots that we need. We need workforce. We need the teachers to be here. We have open classrooms here, so we could fill a lot if we had the staff. And what concerns me is that I wish that we could all collaborate and somehow get more people interested in providing care. And like I said, what better job could you have when you walk into a room and everyone's happy to see you?
That's a good point. You know, one of the things, Deb, that has really come up over the last 3 years is the importance of child care as an economic driver. Has it always been like that?
Pretty much so, because parents can't go to work unless they have child care. But also, I think it's important to remember that 85% of a child's brain is fully developed by the time they turn five. So we have a very important role here, just making sure that those children are ready for kindergarten. But think of that crucial time of development that we're providing for them.
Well, you've done remarkable work, that is for sure. So any retirement plans, Deb?
No, actually, I have no plans at this point in time. I'm going to decompress for a while and hopefully find a beach somewhere someday soon. And I don't know. I'm anxious to be able to sit and look out my front window and watch the snow come down and not have to worry about getting to work. So, no, I have no real plans yet.
You mentioned here about, kind of the shift with the leadership change coming up here in just a little bit. And also the way it sounds is that you're feeling that Emporia Child Care is in really good hands here going forward.
Oh, I do. I definitely do. I think Jeanette will do a good job. And we currently have some wonderful teachers here. I think it'll go well.
Well, Deb, we certainly have enjoyed working with you over the years, and we want to thank you for your decades, your 46 years of service to Emporia Child Care. Truly amazing. You've done an awesome job, and you know we've become friends here at the radio station and Emporia Child Care, and you've done wonderful work, so we appreciate all that you have done, and we wish you nothing but the best in your retirement.
Well, thank you, but you have all been so supportive of us, too, whether we had a fundraiser going on or just wanting to know what's going on in the child care world. I appreciate all of your support that you've ever given us, too. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, Deb. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a good weekend.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Yeah, Deb Crowell, Emporia Child Care. She's led the way 46 years, Chuck.
46 years, my gosh.
Yeah, she's earned it.
Yes, you would definitely say so.
Thank you, Deb, and thanks for all you've done.
Indeed. Want to let you know that Monday, Tuesday's newsmakers are taken. Monday, we'll be chatting with Pastor Neil Taylor.